Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Yuri Beege, who is the CEO of Atlas Concord USA. Yuri, how you doing?
I'm good. And you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for being with my listeners. Let me give a little background. The Concord Group is the last large producer of Italian-made ceramic tile to build a plant in the United States. This has been in the news for a while in Mount Pleasant, Tennessee. And so that now makes 6 plants in the state of Tennessee. You're a well-known group and a big group, and I wanted to talk a little bit about your business strategy. Atlas Concord has built a showroom in Franklin, Tennessee, and you've actually moved here from Italy. Is that right?
Yeah, Atlas Concord, as part of the Concord Group, really decided to commit to the North American market development in the last few years, while, of course, the plant is a Concord Group plant. Atlas Concord decided to build up a U.S. branch, which is, of course, called Atlas Concord USA. I moved, as you said, to Franklin, Tennessee, from Italy last year in June 2015. And starting from there, we have, worked hard to develop our showroom here in Franklin, where we train our sales representative, the sales force of our distributors, which is, of course, very important from us. And, with this showroom and with the new U.S. product range catalog, I would say that Atlas Concord USA really decided to commit to development of the North American market.
We were talking prior to this interview, and you were telling me about your strategy. Most everybody knows that the Atlas Concord brand, made in Italy, focuses mostly on the commercial market, and your strategy is to come here with domestic production and still yet be able to continue to grow the use of what is made in Italy. And you're going to do that by producing a little bit different product here in the USA, correct?
Of course. The goal is to continue to grow with the made in Italy product, introducing new, bigger sizes in the future, introducing new collection, to continue to rely on our distribution network to grow with the made in Italy product. Of course, the U.S. product range has been designed specifically for the U.S. market, I would say for the U.S. residential market. So we took inspiration from the most important trends in that market, and we decided to launch at the last covering show a catalog made up of 9 collections specifically focused on residential market.
Okay. And there's another brand, another Concord brand called Landmark. So they'll be getting product from this factory as well, correct?
Landmark is actually the new brand of the Concord Group, which is in charge of the plant. And Atlas Concord USA, of course, is one of the U.S. brands belonging to the group that will have access to the U.S. production.
This plant in Mount Pleasant, it's up and running now, correct?
Yes. Yes, we recently start the production.
You mentioned earlier you're going to sell through distribution, and so you'll continue to reinforce those relationships with the distributors that also sell the Italian-made product to the commercial market, correct?
Correct. In the last 25, 30 years, I would say that Atlas Concord has been able to develop a strong relationship with the most important distributors in North America. And, Atlas Concord USA wants to follow the same path, so hopefully to be partner of those distributors to develop the U.S. product range as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, these products that you introduced at Coverings earlier this year, have they been well received by the market, and is your order rate matching your plan?
I would say that the collections and the series launched at Covering Show has been well received so far. Of course, now we have to work hard, to introduce the collection in the market to help our distributors out to launch them. So we are currently planning many session trainings here in our Franklin facility, of course, in order to allow to our distributors to start to distribute those collections in the market.
Now, let me ask you, the Concord Group made a similar move in Russia. They built a plant over there as well, and it's been successful, so they're following a similar strategy here in the U.S. that they did in Russia, correct?
Yes. Early 2000, the Concord Group decided to commit again to the Russian market, so, of course, investing in a plant close to Moscow. And the Concord Group, had was successful in this operation. So I would say that the same strategy is being followed for the North American one.
Now, this choice to locate this plant in Mount Pleasant and have your showroom in Franklin, Tennessee, what was it, because you're close to the raw materials and also close to the customers as well?
Honestly speaking, we decided not to have the showroom close to the plant because we decided to select a location, you know, more convenient to the airport, you know, easily to be reached from our customers to architect and designers. So that's the reason why we are not close to the plant. While the plant has been built up in the Middle Tennessee area, of course, for logistics and raw material reasons.
Yeah, okay, great. Well, best of luck to you. I look forward to traveling to see your plant sometime. Again, been talking to Yuri Biggie, who's the CEO with Atlas Concord USA, about his new operation in Franklin, Tennessee. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.